Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS na ta dan petek, 25. augusta 2017. Današnjo oddajo skrbno vodi Katarina van der Linden. Naslednji petek bo zopet z nami glavna in odgovorna urednica slovenskih oddaj na Radio SBS Tanja Smrdel, ki je imela zaslužen odmor oziroma dopust v Evropi in smo veseli, da bo spet z nami in prav tako skrbno vodila naše slovenske oddaje. Kot začasni glavni urednik slovenskih radijskih oddaj na Radio SBS, naj vzamem to priložnost, da se iskreno zahvaljujem Katarini van der Linden za njeno odlično delo pri vodenju slovenskih oddaj v tem mesecu avgustu. Nekaj pozitivnih komentarjev sem že osebno dobil od naših poslušalcev, tako da Katarina, kar tako naprej. Sedaj pa sem zelo vesel, da lahko predstavim prvega gosta v današnji oddaji, gospoda Carlota Boleta, ponovno izvoljenega predsednika Slovenskega društva Ivan Cankar v Geelongu. Pred kratkim so v klubu imeli letni občini zbor, kjer so tudi izvolili nov upravni odbor za leto 2017-2018. Slovenci v Geelongu so zelo pridni, saj skrbno delajo in ohranjajo to društvo. In Carlota sem povabil, da nam nekaj več pove o dogajanju v slovenskem društvu v Geelongu in kaj imajo v načrtu. Carlo, lepo zdrav u naši slovenski oddaji Radio SBS. Dobar dan, welcome to our Slovenian program and congratulations on once again being elected president of the Slovenian Association Ivan Cankar.
Dobar dan, Lenti, and thanks for the invite and thank you for the generous information you've provided so far.
Carlo, was there a really long line of candidates for president for this year?
No, there wasn't, Lenti. Most of the outgoing office bearers remained for another year, and what we're doing now is at our next meeting we have one more position to fill, and that's being the position of secretary. So we'll just have a bit of a session on looking to see how we might get someone to either fill that position or how we can share that responsibility.
Carlo, many people might say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, if you've already got a great committee that worked well last year.
Yeah, that's true. I'm grateful that the people that have remained are happy to continue. It keeps the business running smoothly, if you like, and it makes it for easy going. We do have a new vice president this year, and that's Joe Rimutta. He's stepped up to the plate, so I'm keen to work with Joe to see where we can improve on the club from last year.
Of course, very well-known, popular Geelong Slovenian who was president of the Slovenian Association, Ivan Cankar, for at least 10 years, from what I know.
Yes.
So he's got a lot of experience there, and I'm very confident that you two will work very well together, two very level-headed people.
Thank you. As most other clubs are in the same position, the membership is quite senior. We've got not too many people in the younger age group, so it'd be good to get some influence from Joe on how we can better service our membership, as well as trying to get some more younger members into the club and looking after them.
Well, Joe's very young. I mean, he's only in his early 70s.
Yes.
And you've got to remember, that's young, because a lot of our senior members of the Slovenian community are already in their 90s, and or at least in their 80s.
Yeah, well, Joe's a pretty far-reaching thinker. He's already planned for his 100th birthday celebration at the club.
He mentioned that here on our very program at SBS, so we're ready for that too in about 25 years or so. Looking forward to it. But getting back to the topic at hand, who else is in this year's committee?
I've mentioned the vice president. Our treasurer is Peter, my brother. He performed that role last year for the first time, and he's grabbed the reins pretty well. I gave him a hand because I was treasurer before him for about 5 or 6 years, so that's under control. Angela Stante, our pocket dynamo, is again in charge of the bar. Peter and I will assist her so that she's not too overworked. Our kitchen manager, Benny Loza, has again put up his hand to stay there, so he'll be providing meals every second Sunday of the month for our members and friends who come from Melbourne and other parts.
What more can I say about Benny except two words, saxophonist extraordinaire?
Yes. Benny still blows the saxophone.
Oh, he's fantastic.
And he's got a bunch of able helpers that come along and assist in serving up a very nice meal.
I have to second what you just said there, very nice meal. Every time I've visited Geelong and other visitors have commented, the food, Domácia Slovenská Hrana, is always top-notch.
It is, yeah. It brings back fond memories of home back in Slovenia.
The club is entering its 62nd year of existence. What functions and what other activities have you got planned over the coming months?
We'll do the Father's Day celebration in September. And as normal, fathers, members of the club who are fathers, will get a meal for free on the day. We hope to have a good turn-up. And then plan for Boxing Day, which is, I think, the next biggest function. And we're making a change this year. We'll see how we go. We've decided as a committee to start a little bit earlier, sort of mid-afternoon, to see whether we can entice more people to come up. And then have a band playing, Melodia, and we finish probably about 9 o'clock in the evening, which gives us the opportunity to continue later on after the band is packed, if anyone wants to do some more revelling.
Fabulous, yeah. The Boxing Day dance, I remember in the good old days, it was a huge event. It was probably the biggest event at the club for the whole year.
Yeah, I remember growing up, there were actually two bands playing, and it was held at the Cox Road Centenary Hall. And whilst one band was resting, the other was playing, and then they did a tag team swap, and the music was just continuous for the whole night. So it's one of those glory days that we'd hope to return to, but I don't know that that'll be possible.
Life goes on and things change, and sadly, a lot of the third generation are moving on, and it's just a bit of a challenge, as we've discussed so many times here on this program. The second and third generation, trying to get them motivated, trying to encourage them, trying to get them involved, it is a challenge.
It is at times disappointing. We subscribe to the Slovenian American Times. It's a newspaper produced in Cleveland, Ohio. And the pictures I see there are of young people of our generation and younger that celebrate the culture and the history of Slovenia. And you can see the big smiling faces. I was just wondering how we can generate that sort of interest here. It would be magnificent to get those sort of numbers of people attending functions and current functions, but also functions that they might want to run.
It's interesting because I visited Cleveland with a group of Australian Slovenians about 12 years ago. It was a wonderful experience, and we visited the Slovenian communities in that part of the United States, as well as Toronto and Hamilton in Canada. And at the Slovenska Pristava, which is a huge Slovenian camping ground with a hall and a chapel, there were hundreds of young Slovenians. Now, I'll be honest in saying most of them either didn't speak Slovenian or spoke very little or perhaps didn't understand much Slovenian, but they were very patriotic. They were very proud of their background. There was this patriotism which perhaps doesn't exist the same way here or not yet anyway.
Yeah, we do have quite a band of people that do celebrate the Slovenian heritage, and that's at Paco Festa Day, which is towards the end of February every year. And
that's
they get dressed up in national costume, and it's great to watch. In the last year's parade, I just saw all the people that were clapping and cheering for the youngsters that were all dressed up and part of the parade. It was magnificent. Just need to translate that into something that happens for 12 months of the year rather than one day of the year.
Carlo, thank you so much for chatting with us today. We wish you and the newly elected committee all the very best with all your endeavours and all the work you'll be undertaking. Running a club such as yours is a big job. It's done on a voluntary basis, and it must be appreciated by the entire community not only your club, but all the other clubs, not only in Victoria, but in Australia, run by volunteers. It's amazing. These people, including yourself, are doing a fabulous job under the circumstances and considering the challenges that we're currently facing regarding getting the younger people on board.
Thanks for your kind words, Lenny. We do it because we love to do it.
Carlo, thanks so much for chatting with us today on SBS Radio on the Slovenian program. And once again, wishing you all the very best. Lep pozdrav, hvala lepa, da ste se nam pridružili u naši odaji na Radio SBS. Vse najboljše.
Thanks, Lenny, and thanks to all your listeners. And they're all very much welcome to our club premises. There's lunch every second Sunday of the month, so just turn up and enjoy.